if you disregard this Bible, you are damned. That's it. We don't have anything else to offer them. When your reference point is, it is written, and they tell you what is written is not valid, they're damned. They're a damned soul. If you speak not according to the law and the prophets, let you be accursed. That Bible is the gateway into knowing God. It has to be dipped in the Spirit and revelated. That's how you get to know God. When somebody challenges the Bible, they are damned. That's just the way it is. No discussion, no arguments, no debates. You damn your soul when you denigrate that Bible. When you tell you, when they say that Bible's not authentic, I don't believe it. It's for the white man. You damn your soul, brother. If somebody died like that, if your brother died like that, he's in hell tonight. If your grandmama died gripping the crucifix and praying to Mary, she's in hell tonight because no idolatry could enter in. It don't change for nobody. You can hope all you want. You can wish all you want. He says, I am not going to deny my Father. I exalt my word higher than my name. We're not here to preach wishful thinking. I'm not here to wish everybody was saved because the Bible says there's more of a chance you're damned than saved. It's a broad way that leads to damnation. And many there be that go in therein. And narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And few there be that find it. God tells you that about the process from Jump Street. Your brother died after robbing a liquor store. And didn't repent, he's in hell tonight. Everybody who did not leave this planet repented and submitted to Jesus Christ is burning tonight. They're in hell tonight. That's why you can't afford to fool around with this. I'm not here to tell stories and fables. It's real. You got to make this thing real. You got to tell people the reality of salvation and what it entails to be saved. You can't distort it or change it in any way. If you do, you'll damn yourself. I'm not going to damn myself trying to modify the Bible to accommodate anybody. I tell my kids, you leave her unsaved, you're damned to hell. I make no apologies for it. I speak according to the law and the prophets. I speak according to the word of God. I speak according to the promises of Jesus. Every promise of Jesus is not positive. He promised you damnation if you leave here unsaved.